Hello, and welcome to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. Here is where we discuss personal, interpersonal, and intrapersonal relationships. Now, I know what you're saying. That's a whole lot of personals. But our everyday is built on relationships. Rather, it's with our spouse, significant other, our children, family, friends, workplace, etc. Now, the question is, how is those relationships functioning in your life? Is it healthy or unhealthy, balanced or unbalanced? Now, I want you to remember how you are and what you think of yourself is what you attract and it determines how others interact with you. So that's what the Wow Factor is about. It's about discovering and recovering so we can be able to soar and we can live our life free and whole like God intended us to live. So it brings us to the topic today, becoming the woman of my dreams. What does that mean to you? Becoming the woman of your dreams. Now, knock out all the tangibleness. We're not talking about any tangible thing. We're talking about personal development. We're talking about character growth. What does it mean to you when I say becoming the woman of your dreams? I want us to take a look on Rahab. She's in the book of Joshua. If you're not familiar with her story, I want you to go ahead and read it. It's an awesome thing. I'm just going to give you a little backdrop. Rahab, she was the known harlot in the city of Jericho. Joshua, before they was getting ready to do the big takeover, he sent spies over to her house, and she was known to be the one who hid the spies on her rooftop when the city officials came looking for them because they knew somebody was in that town that didn't belong there, and they wanted to find out what was going on. And in exchange for her hiding them from the city officials, in return, her life was saved and spared and her family. But that's not the point I want to be able to focus on right now. I want to focus on the fact of her being the prostitute. I am imagining that during her 50 years of life, because it reads that at the age of 50 is when she converted her life over to the Lord and the day that she decided no more. I am imagining after all these years, her being a prostitute, she probably had not ever seen herself being anything more than just a prostitute. Sometimes when we are in situations, we don't see ourselves evolving. We don't see ourselves growing because that is all we know. I'm also more than sure that it was times that she probably sat and said, you know what? I would love to be able to have a husband. I would love to be able to have children of my own. But nobody is going to see me no more than what I am. And no one would see her no more than being a harlot because that's what she saw herself. You ever came across someone who strung out on drugs and they would say, you know what? I want to get free. I don't want to do drugs anymore. But because they have been doing it so long, they can't see themselves outside of that. They can't see themselves being set free, being delivered, and not doing drugs anymore. So I'm thinking of her as seeing herself, I can't get past this. So this is just who I am, and I'm just going to accept it. But it came a time when she heard about God and all the marvelous things that he was doing for his people. She said, this is my way out. I heard the goodness of him. I heard about his grace. I want more. This is the time for you to seize the opportunity, because she seized the opportunity. She wanted better. I'm more than sure she didn't want to die being a prostitute. And she seized the moment. Are you willing to seize the moment so that you can be better in your mindset about how you feel about yourself? Is it some things that you don't want to allow to keep lingering in your life because of what you may have experienced in the past or the things that you had done in the past that you feel as though that you can't be better than that? Well, I want to tell you that that's a lie. The devil will always play with your head. It's always room for growth, but it starts with yourself. I'll share a story. When I was younger, I used to admire Claire Huxtable. If anyone know who that is, her real name is Felicia Rashad. She was the wife she played with Bill Cosby. I love the way how she handled herself, because she handled herself with such poise. And when someone came to either correct her or challenge her, I liked the way her response was. It was always calm and collective. It was thorough. What made them think left their mouth open. And anytime if it came to the point of asking her or even trying to correct her again, I'm more than sure they took two or three thoughts before even trying to approach her with it. And why I admired her is because during that time, I was going through a childhood of being bullied. I was bullied for quite a long time until one day I woke up and I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I refuse to get bullied by anybody. So I developed this strong exterior, this no frills type of attitude. And I said, you know what? I would never be bullied again. So if anybody came to me sideways, I shut it down. I had the Peter syndrome, shut it down in a minute, because I never wanted to feel that kind of way. Who know why Rahab decided to take on the lifestyle of being a prostitute, which she may have experienced prior, following up to her being that way. And she may have felt, this is the way I have to be, or this is what I have to do. I felt as though I had to have that. Listen, you come at me wrong, I'm going to shut it down, because what I experienced when I was younger. But as I grew older, I realized within myself, that's not really me. I'm really loving and I'm really caring. But when I got close to the Lord and I got saved, now I don't just admire Felicia Rashad and how she handled herself in conflict. I want to emulate so I can be more and more like Christ. So I can be slow to speak, slow to anger, and quick to listen. Because those things that I dealt with when I was younger, it affected my adulthood. It affected the way how I responded to my children when I felt like they were challenging me. It affected the way how I interacted with my ex-husband when I felt like he was trying to challenge me. It affected my way with anybody I was dealing with that I felt as though they were challenging me. So becoming the woman of my dreams was identifying what my hurt was, where it came from, forgiving those who done that, and being a better version of myself. Not the perfect version, but the better version of myself. Accepting all my physical flaws and being the loving and caring person and nurturing person that I know that I am. So I ask you again, what is becoming the woman of your dreams? What is it about some type of character traits that you have that you know that you can develop on? We all have them. Personal growth is very, very much important. So I tell you what, this is going to be an exciting podcast. I have evangelist Julia J. Banks. She will be on with us shortly. She's from She's Awakened Ministry. She talks about her childhood trauma, the things that she dealt with, and her deliverance, and how God, His grace and His mercy, brought her to the place of where she is today. So grab your pen and your paper. We'll meet you back here. Call somebody. Tell them to go ahead and jump on this podcast so they can listen. So you can get the tools, the information you need, so you can be set free and you can become the woman of your dreams. Remember, it's about discovering what it is, recovering from it, so we can soar, so we can live whole. I'll be back after this. Thank you for joining us here at the Wow Factor with Taisha. I hope that you had invited some people to come along. I hope you have your pen and your pad. We have here this evening with us our special guest, Evangelist Julia J. Banks. Evangelist Julia?
Yes, I am here. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Evangelist. Thank you for being a part of the Wow Factor this evening. And so I'm just going to brief you up a little bit. We were speaking about becoming the woman of our dreams. And I kind of referenced that to Rahab. And we spoke about her being a part of Joshua and the team coming over to overtake Jericho, and how she even traded against her people to be able to help them to come in so that they can territory. So she was a vital piece. But why I used Rahab, because she didn't know that she was going to become from prostitute to the ancestry of Jesus Christ. And so I think that's just, she was an awesome person to use for an example, as far as becoming the woman of her dreams.
Yes. Yes. That sounds awesome. I love that. I love the way you put that, came over with her team.
Yes. Well, Evangelist, you know, I want the people to know about you. You know, we have spoke, you know, I know your story, but, you know, I want for you to let our listeners know more about Evangelist Julia Banks. Okay. Can you tell us about yourself?
Yes.
Your testimony, your wonderful testimony, please share.
Yes, I can. Well, you know, when you mentioned Rahab and how she was a prostitute, but then God, you know, brought her over into, and she ended up being in the lineage of Jesus Christ. You know, we often start off one way and don't really know how we're going to end up. But the one thing we know is that when we are in God, that however we end up, it's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. And so I love that scripture when it says, don't despise small beginnings. And, you know, for me, it started out, you know, as a young girl and coming up, growing up and dealing with different forms of childhood trauma, sexual abuse, physical abuse, just different things. I realized that, I never dealt with those things. And as an adult, those things begin to creep up in my life. And, you know, I had become accustomed to living in dysfunction. And, you know, we can become familiar with dysfunction in such a way that it just becomes our norm. And for me, right, it had became my norm. And I realized that even though I had begun from the outside world looking in, I was in a good place. You know, I had a good job, you know, was making good money, had moved into my place and was getting all of that together. But something began to happen within me. And I remember one day I was just sitting in the chair and I just broke down. I just had this breakdown, and I realized that I was alone. And because I began to, like, the children was grown and they had their own thing, and I was just literally for the first time in my life by myself. And wow, it stirred up a whole lot of emotional pain.
Right.
Brought up, it caused me to remember how I was, my father would pick me up and leave me in the car for hours while he was inside the house with other women. And it brought up my mom through her addiction, leaving me home alone to take care of the children. And just being in that space alone stirred up all of that pain, and all of, I just began to break down and I just wept and I began to ask God, you know, like, why, what is happening to me? And I remember that day feeling like I just did not want to live. Ooh. I just did not want to live. All that pain had been stirring up. That wasn't the first time, but it had been stirring up. And, do different things and different events. But that day was the breaking point. And I just didn't want to do this anymore. I didn't want to live. I didn't want to, I just didn't want to live anymore. And I remember taking a bath. And as I laid in the tub and I reached over and called my niece. And I said to my niece, I said, I love you and goodbye. And my niece was, what, maybe 17 or 16 years old at the time.
Okay.
And I don't know why I called her instead of anyone else, but I called her and I said, I love you, but goodbye and goodbye. And she said, auntie, what's going on? And I hung up the phone. Yeah. And I laid there in the tub and I said to myself that I just can't do this. Such sadness and discouragement and depression has set in. And I didn't realize that all the time with this pain coming up and different things being triggered, that it was setting me up for that. I didn't realize that. I just kept going on. Because, you know, we have these things that come up and, you know, memories come up and we just suppress it or push it back and we keep moving. And that's what I had done. But this was the breaking point. And I laid in the tub and the tears fell down my face. And I heard the Spirit say to me, "Do you want to leave her like that? Do you want that to be the last thing she remember of you?" And I laid in the tub. And even though I was hearing that, I still was feeling like I can't do this tomorrow. Yeah. I can't carry this pain tomorrow. I just felt like I was worthless, unloved. No one loved me. No one cared about me. Yeah. I remember being sexually abused. I remember being, just so many different memories started flooding me. And I just said, I don't want to do this. I can't do this. And then my phone rang. Mm-hmm. And my phone rang and the person on the other end said, "Listen, we're getting ready to have a cookout. Come over." Mm-hmm. And so I laid there and then I got up and got dressed and went over. I went through the whole day, the whole time over there, as if everything was okay. You talking about pretending like you okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Oh, God, such a mask.
I had pretended like everything was okay, and I laughed, and I, you know, and just went on and gave them their gift because it was Father's Day, and I got back in the car, and as soon as I got in the car and turned the key, the tears fell down my face again. And I drove home and I said, "God, I just don't know what I'm going to do because I can't keep living like this. I can't keep living like this. I don't know why my parents didn't love me. I don't." And so all this stuff started coming up. And I remember it because, like I said, that was Father's Day and that was a Sunday.
Right.
And that next day I called my mom. I didn't call her. I came to meet with her because I needed to talk to her. I needed to find out why did they leave me like that? I needed to find out. And I had a conversation with her and I had to confront a lot of that pain that I had been holding on to and didn't realize it. Listen, I was shouting and praising God and doing all that stuff and doing ministry and all of that with all of that stuff in me.
Yes.
And I didn't realize it. And once I had that conversation, I felt like something in me broke. And I've never gotten back to that place again.
My.
And it took all of that, though, to bring me to the place where I am today. And that was how God, you know, I feel like God awakened that my ministry and just really begin to allow me to minister out of that place of wholeness, but also out of that place of pain. Only God can do something like that.
Only God. He's a bad man, Madonna. Oh, God. Yes. Only God. And so you said you were awakened, and the name of your ministry is She's Awakened.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Absolutely. She's Awakened.
That's awesome. And you know what, evangelists, I want to say a lot of us, we suppress our hurt, we suppress our pain. And I heard you say that, you know, once the children was gone and everyone was doing their own thing, you had that quiet time. I do believe that a lot of people, they stay busy so much for they don't have time to think. Because, you know, when it's quiet, you're thinking. You know, and a lot of people don't want to revisit that. So out of habit, they try to keep themselves busy. They try to keep themselves around a lot of people because they don't want to revisit some hurt pain.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things that we tell the women, especially when they're working on healing, and then you see them, now they helping this one, and now they doing this over there, and now they God done gave them an idea for something else. It's like, okay, you got a lot of stuff going on, and the focus is supposed to be you healing. Because yes. What happens is those distractions keep us from really sitting in what we're dealing with. I left my mom's house at I got pregnant at 16. So, and I had my first child at 17, my second one at 19. And so I go from my mother's house to my house with my children. And so it was just a constant, constant busyness, just always something for me to deal with and focus on. But once they got grown, you're absolutely right. It was like that quiet time forced me to feel,
yeah,
right, in a way that I had never felt before.
Right, right. And you know what? And when it comes to God revealing pain, revealing our hurt rather, and putting a finger on the very thing that He wants to begin to heal in us, it's not a pretty thing. And we begin to not only see people and remember, bring back to remembrance on why we hurt, on why we are full of pain, but God will also begin to start revealing things about our own self.
Yes,
during the process of that healing. And I heard you say, you had your child young. I was another young mother who had my child at 16 years old. And I also heard you speak about feeling lonely. And you were lonely after, your kids and stuff left. I think I experienced that loneliness myself as a young person. My mom, her and my dad was divorced at when I was about 3, and she worked a lot. My dad, he was always gone. So I definitely understand that loneliness, and feeling like, where are my parents? And had to admit to myself, like, I'm angry. If my parents would have invested in me the way as I believe a parent should invest in their younger children, maybe I wouldn't have had did this, or maybe I wouldn't have had did that. But the thing I learned as I grew closer with the Lord and really began to studying His word, God already had the blueprint on our life. He already knew the ups and the downs that we were going to go through. Okay. And so with that being said, everything that we dealt with was all for the greater good.
Right.
He creates good and He creates bad. He creates all things. And so you have to ask yourself, what does that leave out? Now, do He intend for us to be hurt? No, but also the Bible also says that the servant is not no greater than the master, meaning that we're going to go through some things just like He went through some things,
Right, right.
Probably not in the same intent. And I know that's probably kind of hard for someone probably to wrap their mind up around, but our minds can't begin to even get on the level the way how God thinks and how He used circumstances and situations in our life for the greater good of Him. Because if you would not have went through what you went through, you wouldn't be where you are now.
Right, right. And He does use it all together for our good. And no, it's not His will for a child to be molested or, for someone to be raped and abused. No, it's not His will. But He will take that situation and work it together for our good. And that's where that scripture comes in, where He'll give us beauty for ashes. We give that stuff to Him.
Hello, we sorry, Evangelist. Somehow we had a bad connection. We sorry for the listeners that's there. The devil don't want us to hear, nobody to hear this. So we bind that up right now. But Evangelist.
Yes.
If I could kind of pick up, and I know you kind of left off and you were speaking about, God does not want a child to be molested. Yes, we know that He doesn't want those type of things to happen to us. And yes, He will turn it around and use it for the greater good for Him. Is that what you were just speaking about before we were cut off?
Right, right. And saying how, God will give us beauty for our ashes, those things to him, and he comes in and he's able to take that mess and make it a message. He's able to come in and heal us. Once we allow him to heal us, he can come in and do that and then make us a testimony, bring us to that blessed place, bring us to the place where he's able to then use us to pour into someone else who is going through that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and what I do want the listeners to know that your baggage does not have to define your bio or your whole complete makeup. I know oftentimes women who may have went through sexual abuse or physical abuse or any kind of abuse or any type of traumatic experience, they identify that with themselves. Not to say they can't own and say that's what happened, but that doesn't determine their future.
That's right. That's right. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. They can get through it. They can be healed, and God can use them. What happens is a lot of times when a person has been abused in that way, it comes with guilt. It comes with shame, and they begin to feel like it's their fault and something is wrong with them. Listen, I've worked with women who have been abused maybe at 10 and 12 years old and in their 60s. This one woman had, you know, she would never wear a dress again. She vowed to never wear a dress, and she didn't. She always dressed masculine, and that was only and that was. That it was her fault because she wore a dress. And so that's what happens when a person has been abused. There's something about, we know it's satanic, but it's something about that eats at your identity and tells you know, that it was your fault. You're the blame. Something is wrong with you. But you're absolutely right. One, no, it wasn't your fault. And no, you're not the blame. And yes, God can still use you. You are not damaged goods. In spite of what that lie may have said to you or made you feel, listen, trauma lies. And we have to know that and then begin to reject that lie, because you have something to offer. There is something good in you. God can use that to help and strengthen and empower somebody else.
Amen. Amen. That is absolutely true. Well, we're going to have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Evangelist Julia J. Banks. She is from She's Awakened Ministry. That's like a tongue tie. I dare y'all to say that real fast. And we're going to ask her, why is it that some find it so hard to get past the pain? We're going to ask Evangelist Julia J. Banks that question. She's going to answer that for us. So you stay tuned. If you haven't grabbed nobody yet, I encourage you to tell somebody to get on and listen right now. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. We are here at the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. We have our special guest here today. It's Evangelist Julia J. Banks, and she has her ministry that is called She's Awakened. We have been talking about becoming the woman of my dreams. So what we left off saying that we were going to ask Evangelist Banks, how is it that some people find it very hard to push past their pain?
Well, what I would say is, I think that one thing is that we're not supposed to push past it. And okay. I think that, you know, we often say push past it. And I remember saying it myself. I think about it. That's not something that we're supposed to push past.
Okay.
We're supposed to deal with that. We're supposed to look at it, deal with it, heal from it, and then move on. But to just push past it and to act as if it never happened, no, I don't think that that's what God wants us to do. Right. But I do believe that he wants us to heal from it. deal with it, deal with the pain, look at it, you know, and a lot of times looking at it is tough. Looking at it is hard.
Yes.
Not wanting to relive those feelings and, you know, relive the shame and the guilt that we feel. And so a lot of times we just want to pretend like it never happened. And that's where the struggle come in at. Because the one thing I do know about pain is that it's going to come up again. Whether it's you sitting on your couch at home by yourself, or you at Thanksgiving dinner with the family, or you at a bus stop, that pain is going to come up again.
Yes.
And I've talked to so many women that have said they was triggered at the bus stop, or they were triggered, you know, when family came over or out on an outing or out on a date, because that pain comes up.
Yes.
And so it's very important for us to stop trying to push past the pain. No, stop pushing past it and begin to reveal and deal with it. Deal with the pain. And yes, it's going to be hard, but God has given us people that can come alongside us and help us so that we can get to the other side of it. You don't want to wait till you are at the point where I was, because what would have happened if the phone call never came through to say, hey, we're having a cookout, come over? I don't know. And so we don't want to wait till we get to that point, but begin to deal with that pain now so that God can bring healing.
And you know what, that is so right, Evangelist. But you know what, I think that and I can speak for myself on this. Oftentimes it's hard to face reality. Face reality of your past, face reality of your mistakes, you know? And so it's like, you know, you kind of just push them away, like you said, that often that we do, and we don't deal with them, and they show up in our relationships, whether that's work, with our children, with our family, with our significant other, you know? And so it's the process. Everybody just want to jump from A all the way to J. Nobody wants to go through the necessary steps to heal. And when it's, you know, coming out of a bad relationship, you know, some people, they'll find themselves, instead of dealing with the disappointment, the pain, the hurt, and the reality of it all, they feel as though, okay, let me just jump into something else to take my mind off of it. But that's not helping that out, you know.
No.
Going into the next relationship, that hurt and that pain, all that stuff, you're bringing it to that relationship, and, you know, potentially sabotage it. And you may want to point the finger at someone else, but actually you need to be pointing your finger to yourself, because you didn't allow the process of healing to take place in your life, which is very, very crucial in your personal development growth, your spiritual growth, for your work ethic, all those growths, everything about relationships, because life is built on relationships. All kinds of relationships. And so the process of healing is a very necessary necessity in your life. And that's one of the crucial steps, the main step, I would say, Evangelist, with becoming the woman of your dreams. Because I don't think no one wants to become the bitter woman of their dreams, or the mad woman of of her dreams. I think everyone should be at a place that they want to live the best life possible. And let me say this, becoming the woman of your dreams doesn't mean being rich, doesn't mean getting married off, doesn't mean having a plethora of children or own a lot of business. Becoming the woman of your dreams has everything to do with being the woman that God ordained you to be.
And
on purpose. And I know we hear a lot of people saying purpose, 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 purpose. Well, just to let you know that you were created for and with a purpose. You were already born with purpose stamped on you. It's about identifying what that is. And once you're able to identify that, then you can begin the steps of living what God had intended for you to live, which is whole and which is free. But the only way you can be able to do that is if you have a relationship with the Lord. Don't have a relationship with the Lord, you're really not going to know your identity, because your identity lies within Him. Now, your personality is what He created you to have. You're rambunctious, or you're very outgoing, you're loud, you know, your personality. Not talking about your character traits. Your character traits can always, is always a opening space, I say, to improve your character traits. But your personality is your original authentic blueprint that God put on you. And so it's about knowing who you are in order for you to become the woman of your dreams. I think that is awesome. That is awesome. I know that we just came back, but we're going to have to leave and come back again. We have Evangelist Julia J. Banks from She's Awakened Ministry. Awesome woman of God. We're going to ask her one more question, and afterwards, Evangelist is going to tell us how we can reach out to her. What's her social handle? What's her email? If you want to book her, you want to have her on your setcom. She's a awesome, awesome woman of God. So we'll be right back after this. Welcome back. This is the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. We are here with our special guest this evening. Her name is Evangelist Julia J. Banks from She's Awakened Ministry. We have been talking about becoming the woman of my dreams. I hope that y'all had all the notes documented down. So starting this moment when we get off, that y'all start walking and working on yourself to become the woman of your dreams.
Yeah.
Evangelist, we want to thank you so much for coming on. And I don't even want to end this conversation, but before we go, what are some of the steps that we can give our women? Because, you know, some of us, we are a do-it-yourself type of person. You just tell us one thing and we jump right into it. And we have to be conscious enough and know and sensitive enough, should I say, for those. They probably do need guidelines. That's why they have things like self-help books and people who have life coaches and therapists and all types of things, because some people, they like to go through steps and process, and they like people to lay out the format. Some people are audio, some people are visual. Share, please, can you share with us, you know, what are some of the steps that we can share with the ladies here, and even the men, if they happen to join us, for them becoming the man of their dreams? What are some of the steps they can do so they can start taking those necessary steps to be her?
Yes, yes. I would say one is check your patterns. For me, when we check our patterns, what happens is it will be like a sign or a signal to you of where the pain point is. Because sometimes we can't identify our own pain. And sometimes we don't see the cycle that we have been going through. And it takes someone else to come in and say, well, look how long you've been dealing with this, or look how long you've been in that situation. And so check out some of your patterns, some of the cycles, some of the things that you have repeated in your life, the negative things, you know, check those things, because that's a sign that may be the one of your pain points, something that you have to look at. Be okay with asking yourself a question like, why am I in this? Why do I keep going through this? What is happening here? Because if you are that kind of person, where I often hear people say, I don't like to go to counseling, because I absolutely believe in counseling. I do. And I know a lot of times Christian people, don't believe in counseling, but I'm telling you, if you, it can help, can help. Yeah. But counseling is another thing. If you are a do-it-yourself kind of person and you check out the patterns, journal.
Yes.
Journal, you know, what is happening? What are you feeling? You know, what are your thoughts during that time? You know, so that way you'll be able to identify some of the stuff that you are dealing with. But definitely talking about it helps. Talking about it, seeing a counselor, seeing a coach, those are things that, you know, oftentimes my clients, they say that those are the things that help them to be able to process some of the things that, but those are some of the things that I would say do. If you are a visual person, then absolutely journaling is going to help you. Writing things on your wall. Like right now in my bedroom, I have big sticky notes of paper on my wall. And the reason for that, though, is because I'm very visual, and it helps me to be able to identify certain things in my ministry, in my business, or going on within me. And so if you are a visual person, jot some things down and get you a vision board and post it on your vision board, some of the things that you're feeling. Why did I feel this way today? You know, and that can help as well.
That is really good. That is really good. And, you know, I hope with this message and all this insightful information that you have given us, that it will help every woman who is probably currently going through something, or they are dealing with their healing process, that they get into a good place. You know, yes. they get into a good place, because once you're in a good place and your mind is not foggy, the steps and process, I can just say for myself, the healing process is probably the most thing that seemed the longest to get over. But once you get over that hurdle, once you're able to forgive yourself from your past, the things that you have done before, that you know that you God has forgiven you. Now you have to forgive yourself. I think that's a important factor that play into you becoming the woman of your dreams. You have to forgive yourself. You know, and you have to forgive those who may have hurted you, you know. I think that's another good factor to put into play as far as transforming from A to B. Well, Evangelist, please let the listeners know, how can they reach you? What's your information? Any upcoming events that you may be having that we can let the listeners know about?
Yes, yes. Well, you can follow me. I am on Facebook and Instagram, Julia J. Banks, and Julia J. Banks on Instagram. She's Awakened on Facebook. And you can send me an email at to julia@juliajbanks.com. I also have a website, Julia J. Banks, and www.shesawakened.com. And right now, I will be in New Jersey. If anyone is in New Jersey at the You Are Not Forgotten conference, I am doing a workshop there. And I will also be in June, I will be in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, doing a workshop at the Dream Big conference that's happening there. And some of the other things we have going on is here locally. On the 30th of this month, I will be at Harmony Fellowship Church, speaking to their women there, from the topic Awakening Mothers Through Prayer. So, you know, those are a few things that we have going on. But yes, if you would like to connect with me, whether through coaching or speaking, please feel free to connect with me in through any one of those outlets.
And all the events that you are currently will be attending, they are all on your Instagram and yes. your social network. Okay, yes. Great. Well, I encourage y'all to reach out. She's an awesome, awesome woman, a beautiful spirit. I connected with her as soon as we talked on the phone. I had connected with her. So we will be back after this. I will be coming back with the wow factor for the evening. Evangelist, I thank you so much for coming on.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. It was a blessing and I enjoyed myself.
Wonderful. Hopefully we can get you back on here again soon.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Be right back. Don't go nowhere, listeners. We'll be back with the wow factor for the evening. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. Today's topic was becoming the woman of your dreams. I just want to leave you with a wow factor this evening. The nugget is, whatever you experience, whatever pain, hurt, whatever your past, or whatever your current situation is at this point, you do not have to be what you experience. What do I mean by that? The trauma, the hurt, the pain, your bad experiences, your bad decisions that you have made in your life, you do not have to live that way anymore. Those things does not identify who you are. Greatness is inside of you, but you have to know that for yourself. In order for you to be able to soar, you have to discover the pain that you are dealing with in the inside. You have to recover from it so that way you can be able to live whole and you can live free. That's your wow factor for this evening. I thank you for tuning in, and I will see you back here this time next week. Until then, shalom, shalom, shalom.